Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and thank you for being here. This is your host, Positive Phil with the Positive Phil Show. Are you ready to get positive? I'm sitting here with a big smile on my face. Today, we welcome Al Harris. He co-authored a book with his wife, Breaking Through Bias: Communication Techniques for Women to Succeed at Work. I love it. I love what I'm able to do, able to interview good people, helping people. And I'm able to share their stories with you. Let your voice be heard. PositivePhil.com. Check us out on Twitter. Ask Positive Phil. You can ask me anything. Direct message me. I love it. Let's listen to a clip of our conversation before I make the introduction.
Like almost all of us, I don't know anybody that has smooth sailing always, or that is on a constant upward trajectory. We all stall. We all go to plateaus. We all have to find a new approach to something. We all have to look at what isn't working for us right now. And unless we can do that sort of thing, then we stay in a rut. And what it takes to get off of those plateaus or downward spirals or grit, tenacity, and what we call a positive mindset, a sense that you're not fixed, you're not just where you are and always will be, that you can grow and change and improve, not just in terms of knowledge, but in terms of sheer mental capacity, in terms of emotional intelligence. All of those things can be improved constantly. It just takes a willingness to pick yourself up when you fall down and look around and say, what rut did I step in, or what did I trip over, and why?
I love this. I hope you love it too. All right, Al Harris. For more than 30 years, they have been sounding boards for each other's ideas, collaborating on more than 30 articles and working together to promote gender equality in the workplace. Go to Amazon, check out Breaking Through Bias. I have a thing called the Motivation Corner, and it's getting a lot of traction online. It's a bit of motivation, some inspiration, for all those people trying to make it, just trying and trying. This was written by Dina Delacone. Create your own world. Every day has its own rewards and its own unique challenges. None of us has the same exact worries or responsibilities because life is shaped around each of us as individuals. It's important to remember that we all create our own worlds. Who we are and the way we act are how we control our lives. There are endless opportunities for us to change and rearrange the day-to-day moments we are given. It's up to each of us to decide which way we want to go. How far or how fast we go in life are the choices we all must make for ourselves. Always believe in yourself and always believe in your dreams. And this was written by Marie Curie. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Keep dreaming. You know, there is great value and great power in trying one last time. So keep trying. Let's put our hands together for Al Harris, and once again, thank you for being here.
Okay, on the show today, we have Alton B. Harris, better known as Al, right? And you have better half.
I do. My wife and co-author is Andrea S. Kramer, or Andy.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been married?
We've been married 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. And you've ran... Now, walk me through this. I mean, you've been married and you've ran businesses together, and now you're just tied to the hip, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we were law partners for probably 15 years, and Andy's now moved on to a much larger firm than we had, but we still write together, live together, and get along together.
That's the main thing. I'm looking at both of you online. Beautiful smiles, huge smiles. What do you do to keep yourself happy?
Well, we have a terrific daughter who makes us both very happy and proud, and so we spend as much time talking to her as we can. We are happy when we're doing things together. And the book was an opportunity to do something together. And we continue to write and speak together. And in fact, we're off to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to speak before a large law firm there. We get a big kick out of being able to do things together.
I love it. That's what it's all about, doing things, experiencing things with the people that are around you that are good people. I'm looking online, and you have a ton of press coverage. What motivates... Tell us a little bit about your book here. One of your books, I should say.
Well, the book is called Breaking Through Bias, Communication Techniques for Women to Succeed at Work. And it's really about women not having to wait for the workplace to change, to become fairer, to become bias-free, but what women can do right now to advance their own career despite the gender biases that are out there and that are holding women back. So we try to both explain those biases that grow out of gender stereotypes, how they operate, why they're there, the fact that we all grow up with them, we're socialized with them, that they aren't an indication that anyone is a bad person, but that in fact they are largely unconscious or implicit biases. But then we go on to talk about how women can recognize and cope with those biases by changing the way they come across, their presence, the impressions that they make, and how they can do that in ways that will allow them to avoid or overcome those biases and to succeed to the extent that their talents and hard work and job commitment will allow them.
I have no idea, or perhaps I don't think about what women have to go through. Sometimes I'm so self-centered, I think about myself and how I'm climbing the ladder. Is this book for men as well?
Yes, it's for men to recognize just how much tougher it is for women to succeed at work, in business, in the professions, in academia, than it is for men. While women made enormous progress in moving into managerial positions and senior executive level positions in business during the late 70s, 80s, and early 90s, since about 1995, women's progress has been stalled. We've had about 5 or 6% of CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women, and that number hasn't moved in 10 years. We've got about 20% of C-suite executives, most of them HR professionals, but about 20% of C-suite executives are women, and that figure hasn't moved. We've got about 16% of equity partners in our major law firms, and that figure hasn't moved. So when you say, is this book for men? Yes, it's for men in the sense of recognizing that we've got some structural problems that are holding women back, because we know that women are just as ambitious as men, just as talented as men, but yet something is holding them back, some systemic bias that is making it hard for women to advance.
You must be helping a lot of people.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. We've the book's been selling well, and we've been speaking or before one sort of group or another, or on one sort of program like yours or another, probably about once or twice a week now for the past 8 months.
Are you enjoying your journey?
We are. It's mostly fun, as I said before, when we can do it together, but sometimes we do it on our own, and we enjoy that as well. I think the thing that we most enjoy is the feedback and the learning that comes when we can speak before a group and get questions and get reactions, hear experiences, and get new ideas as to techniques that have worked, techniques that haven't worked. What is women's experiences? What are men's experiences? Why are men so reluctant to mentor women, as we know? And we just finished an article that is going to come out shortly on the fact that both men and women are very uncomfortable being alone with one another on one-on-one situations, even in a business context. And that's very, very difficult and very hard on women, because without that informal, close mentorship that that their male colleagues enjoy, it's very difficult for women to get the male sponsorship that they need in order to advance.
And do you have the reason why?
Well, I think the reason why is what we call the Mike Pence rule. Mike Pence, you know, was recently announced that, or was revealed that he won't have a meal or drinks with a woman other than his wife. I think the reason is concern about it appearing an appearance of impropriety. And that appearance of impropriety is pervasive through much of American society. Over 50% of women are hesitant to meet one-on-one, even in a business context, with men, for fear of it appearing to be an inappropriate relationship and for fear of actual sexual harassment. And about 50% of men.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I feel the same way. They don't have the concern about sexual harassment, but they also have a concern about it appearing to be improper. So there is a real sort of what we regard as a real Victorian prudery that surrounds one-on-one business contact between people of different sexes. And we've got to find a way to break that taboo.
Hence the book, Breaking Through Bias. I'm excited to read this book, Communication Techniques for Women to Succeed at Work. Tell me a little bit about your three dogs and four cats.
Well, they're all mutts or rescue animals. The three dogs are a pretty good size. Two black, one white. The four cats, three are siblings. One is a one just adopted us, came to our door one dark and stormy night and stayed with us. So, and they all get along just fine.
Yeah, my wife, during a soccer game, she went during halftime for something to drink at the local store, a coffee or something, and she came back with another dog. We love dogs and cats. We have two cats and two dogs. Life, is easier with an animal around.
Oh, I agree. I agree. The one of the cats sleeps on the pillow between us, and one of the dogs sleeps at our feet. So we're well taken care of.
I'm looking through the pictures online. You have a ton of media. Forbes, I mean, publications everywhere. This is keeping you guys busy. Let me ask you this question again. There has to be something motivating all this, because it seems like there's success in your household, right? Sometimes I think, okay, when I make it, when I actually make it, will I continue to press forward, or will I just go through the motions and just, I mean, what's motivating all this for you?
Well, my wife, when she changed law firms, she tells a story that while she was with the firm that I founded, she never once encountered gender bias. When she got out into the large law firm world, and I mean the law firm world of firms that have well over 1,000 lawyers, she began to encounter and see that women were being treated differently than men. And she began to, I guess, she got religion and started speaking and writing about it. And as she would come home and tell me stories about what she was seeing, she got me involved and interested. And from that time on, we both started to talk with and mentor women, trying to find ways that we could help women deal with these subtle and not so subtle obstacles to their career advancement. And so what motivates us both, I think, is the hope that we can make a small difference and help women who may be stalled or not making the progress that they want in their careers. We can help them get around those obstacles and get to the top. And so far, we think that we've done pretty well. The world is a great big place, and we're a very little part of it, but we're trying our best.
I like that. I love what I do for a living because I'm able to meet people like you. I love that little thing, that sentence that you just, you're doing your best. I think that's all we can do.
Well, we try, but it also helps when you enjoy what you're doing. And, you know, it's hard not to enjoy what you're doing when you honestly believe, as we do, that we're helping people. Then it means that you're doing something that you not only enjoy, but you think is doing some good.
What about the disappointments, the hurts, the failures? Do you remember those, or do you just focus on the good? The victories, the successes, the good times?
Well, you know, I'd be lying if I said that there weren't failures, if there weren't mistakes, if there weren't falls along the way. But one of the things we try to talk about in the book is that growth is a process of learning from your mistakes, and your failures. And often it's the failures that are the most valuable lessons in life. What did I do wrong? What happened here? Was it my fault or somebody else's fault? What can I learn and take away and do better the next time? And so sure, we remember the down times. I remember the clients that I've lost in my law practice, and I recognize what did I do wrong? What was it that I was not attuned enough to recognize that I wasn't getting my point across, or that they were dissatisfied with the work that I was doing? And that's been a that's been a valuable process for me in terms of doing better the next time and making sure I don't lose another client for the same reason.
I'm so happy that the two of you wrote this book, and I'm excited to share it on social media to get it out there. I think many people, including myself, you know, I remain in a rut at times. Sometimes I'm stuck, either in my finances or my career, even my marriage. It seems that sometimes it's just stuck, and I sweep everything under the rug like it doesn't matter, and I need to start learning more about the issues that are there. And I don't care if it's a book or a motivational speaker up there, a commercial or a podcast, whatever it takes to, you know, get me to confront my problems. And I'm glad that you wrote this book so people can start thinking.
Well, I think you're probably like almost all of us. I don't know anybody that has smooth sailing always, or that is on a constant upward trajectory. We all stall. We all go to plateaus. We all have to find a new approach to something. We all have to look at what isn't working for us right now. And unless we can do that sort of thing, then we stay in a rut. And what it takes to get off of those plateaus or downward spirals are grit, tenacity, and what we call a positive mindset, a sense that you're not fixed. You're not just where you are and always will be. That you can grow and change and improve, not just in terms of knowledge, but in terms of sheer mental capacity, in terms of emotional intelligence. All of those things can be improved constantly. It just takes a willingness to pick yourself up when you fall down and look around and say, what rut did I step in, or what did I trip over, and why?
And why. The why, very important.
Absolutely.
Well, I like it, and I like the fact that you said, you know what, I'll be on the Positive Phil Show. This is perfect for my motivators and for all the ambitious female and male entrepreneurs out there, because it's tough. And at times, people don't realize it. And it's good that you built this book and you're waking up every day helping people. I do appreciate it.
Well, you're nice to say it. We hope we're doing some good.
How can we find you? What is the website?
The website is Andy and Al, one word, andyandal.com. We've got pictures, the news coverage, our blog posts. We probably post a new article every other week, so you can read what we've been writing without having to spend the $20-odd or so to buy the book, although the book's also available on, you know, audiobook or as well as hardcover. So go to our website, look at us, look at what we're writing, and I think if your listeners will do that, they'll want to go out and buy the book.
I will definitely be your cheerleader over here, pushing this out on social media, like I stated, so you can visit it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You're all over the place. This is awesome. AndyandAl.com. That's AndyandAl.com. Continue on your path. Do you have any motivators that you look up to, people that inspire you?
Well, I suppose that there are a lot of people that inspire us. Perhaps an unlikely one and a politically controversial one, but right at the moment, I think that Hillary Clinton is the most inspiring person we see out in the public space. What she's taken, what she's been put through, the criticism that she's endured, and the way she's kept going, I think is a whatever one thinks about her politics, I think that her sheer courage and tenacity has to be an inspiration for all of us.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your life on the Positive Phil Show. Let's keep in touch. If I can, now, do you do a lot of speaking engagements? Because I will definitely forward your website over to a few people.
I do. We speak, as I mentioned, we're speaking in Washington, D.C. Thursday. We're speaking in Milwaukee later, West Coast. We'll speak any place.
Well, I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's a great place. I will be there in a couple weeks to visit the family, and we are excited. My family's excited.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be happy to see you back.
Thank you. They will. Thank you so much, Al, and continue, like I said, on your journey.
Thanks, Phil.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Be kind to yourself and be kind to one another, but you already know that. Let your voice be heard, PositivePhil.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.